Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words about the president's speech the other night, during which he presented 5,540 of his best words while surprisingly using his indoor voice. Oh yeah, sure, he boasted of inflated accomplishments and made grandiose predictions and not less than a couple of exorbitant claims, but that's all part of the grand tradition of the State of the Union address. Everybody does it. What everybody doesn't do is threaten the opposition party that if they authorize any partisan investigations, America could go to war. Yeah, he crowed about there being more women serving in Congress than ever before, totally ignoring the fact that out of 127 congressional women, only 21 are Republicans. He came out against childhood cancer, which was brave. Going out on a political limb there, huh? Can't wait for your next position paper on flesh-eating bacteria. He talked a lot about children, but not one word about putting them in cages. Other items he failed to mention were the government shutdown, Vladimir Putin, Mitch McConnell, Maria Butina, Jamal Khashoggi, Michael Cohen, Paul Manafort, Kanye West, $2 trillion added to the national debt, handing the EPA over to the oil and coal industries, Fox News pulling his strings, his paternal acceptance of white supremacy, school shootings, global warming, guilty pleas, subpoenas, pardons, tax returns, and the Super Bowl halftime show. Then, after linking Venezuela to Bernie Sanders, he went on to champion civil discourse. Yes, you heard that right. Donald Trump called for civil discourse. The guy who refers to Representative Adam Schiff by replacing the F's in the man's name with T's called for civil discourse, which is like a crazed Wolverine telling the rabbits they should all enter a truce. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.